Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Welcome to the live Metal Welcome to the live Metal Geeks podcast here at Comicpalooza 2017. We have a small but really cool audience right now. Everybody, give yourself a round of a hand for being here.
All right.
There you go. Now, we do have a special guest coming up. It might be a surprise to some people, so we'll wait for him to walk in the door, and we have some cool things to talk to him about. But since we have an audience here, how's everybody's Comicpalooza been so far? Have y'all met any of the celebrities? You met Rex?
Man, yeah. I want to meet Rex.
I'm going over there later to meet Rex. I met him, this is a story, I met him in like 1990 when Cowboys from Hell first came out. And it was like this, my parents dropped me off at this like a record store up north, yeah, when they had record stores. And I actually bought the first three albums on cassette. And they signed them all. And I, of course, I bought Cowboys on CD back in the day. And one of them, have you guys ever heard Pantera before Cowboys from Hell? When they were like totally like glam metal? Yeah, so Dimebag did not sign Dimebag on like two of them. He signed his Diamond because he went by Diamond.
Diamond Daryl. Yep. Yeah.
He's like, this, and then Rex actually wrote on their oldie but goodie on that.
He was, even for that, for Cowboys from Hell, he was still Diamond Daryl. Credited on that one.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Because I think we're already jumping into Pantera talk. It's crazy. I think Cowboys from Hell is, I believe, it's my favorite Pantera album because it had that, the heaviness that I was looking for, but it was very melodic at the same time, you know?
I think Vulgar Display is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
You like Vulgar Display? A little more progressive.
Progressive, yeah. When Cowboys came out, I was like, it was in junior high. And me and my buddy Scott, we learned every word to Cowboys from Hell. We thought we were cool because we did that. And I still remember every single word. I can sing along to it. Especially when we used to play in like Rock Band or something. I'm like, I don't need to see that. I got it. That in Beastie Boys, Paul Revere, that song, we knew all the words to. Yeah. Random, but yeah. the sings elementary school kids know, right? Or junior high kids.
So it was cool. You say Rex was cool?
I think I was the first person they were setting up, and I was like, hey,
why don't you come a little bit closer, man?
Yeah.
You're going to talk. Come up.
Give him our
let me give you our mic.
The Rex thing was cool because he sat there and I guess he was still setting up. He just got there. I looked like, you know, he looked like he was already a little cranky. I waited, and he had one of the orange shirts. They're kind of getting his information for him and gave me the prices. I was like, absolutely, whatever. I picked out an old, when he was with Down, an old Down picture.
Yeah.
I picked that. He signed it. And then I said, hey, can I take pictures? Like, yeah, sure. She was standing in the way. And he looks at her, look, honey, I'm going to need you to move to the other side because when I take a picture, I have to be with the person in the picture. And she's like, oh, sorry, so it's kind of freaked her out. So we took a picture, but it was like already, just right off the bat, he was already kind of, listen, you're on the wrong side. He was already, she's a little girl. She's like, I don't even know who you are, but okay, cool. You know, she moved to the other side. Finally, we took the picture, and, you know, I said, you know.
Look here, you need to move. You don't know who I am?
Well, it was more like, you know, common sense. Listen, I need to be in the picture for him to take a picture with me.
Okay.
So you need to move, because she was in the middle of us. But that was my story. It was pretty
very cool.
Yeah.
So we had in more Comicpalooza metal news, Hellstar's been playing this weekend.
That's true.
And I got to see them part of their set last night.
Yep. After you did the live art auction last night.
I did the live art auction.
Speaking about being metal and geeky.
Yep.
You did some really cool artwork, and we can post that on the show notes too, on our Facebook page too. Somebody bid on your artwork and won, and all the proceeds, of course, or most of the proceeds go to, they went to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So it's a good cause. You can be still be metal and, you know, be charitable, right?
I think it's
charitable to metal.
I think you have to.
Yeah. Well, if you're a metalhead, you don't have a lot of money, so.
That's why I'm on the supply side. That's why I'm like, I don't have money, so I'll make something and sell it for charity, you know. It was a lot of fun, though. This was my first time to do the live art auction, and man, it was a really cool experience. I am not used to drawing in front of people, and it kind of freaks me out. I just got done doing 8 weekends at Sherwood Forest Fair out near Austin, and I was live drawing every weekend out there, and to push myself, you know, get out of my comfort zone a little bit and share that experience with the people who are attending, you know. And so I kind of got comfortable with it, and so then I got approached, hey, do you want to do the live art auction here at Comic Palooza? Said, that sounds awesome, let's do it. Such a cool experience. If you guys haven't been to that before, next Comic Palooza, definitely check it out. It's really cool. All of the artists down in the Artist Alley come out, and everybody's just painting and drawing and just whatever they come up with.
It's one of my favorite, actually, things of the whole weekend.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And I got outbid, of course, but that's good, though. It makes more money.
That kid won my piece by overbidding by a dollar.
Did that Price is Right thing.
He did the Price is Right win.
Yeah. I saw Hellstar. If you guys don't know who Hellstar, they are playing again tonight at 6 p.m. in the General Assembly. And tonight they're doing all classic metal covers. So they're going to be doing like Judas Priest and Iron Maiden and Dio, all that stuff. So if you're a fan of that stuff, come see them. And I got to say, James Rivera from Hellstar can belt it out with the best of anybody.
Yep.
And I saw him at the Celebrity Karaoke last night. I have video of this performing Neil Diamond.
What song?
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
That's right. It was pretty epic. That made my whole weekend right there. So yeah, Hellstar. They're playing 3 nights, all 3 days. And another band that's playing September Morning, which is they have a I don't want to say a gimmick, but they have a storyline, a narrative with the band, which is pretty cool. So apparently they'll have, you know, the comic, they have a comic book on Top Cow. So it's all one big storyline to the album and the comic book and the characters they play in the band. It's all just one big narrative, and I really like that.
What's the music like? Have you listened to them? I don't know anything about them.
It's very modern metal, but it's not bad.
Okay.
Female singers, but it's not operatic or, you know, like epica, that type of stuff. It's definitely maybe a little bit heavier, Evanescent type of style, you know what I mean?
Okay.
That kind of thing. And I just dated myself with that band, too. Nobody knows who they are. Anybody know who Evanescent is? See?
Dude, I knew them when they were, like, before they were anybody in Little Rock.
Yeah.
I was actually going to college out in Arkansas. I went out there for a year for school, and I saw them at shows in Arkansas before they ever became anything. They were actually better back then. They were better before they got big, man. I liked them before they were cool.
You're an Evanescent hipster. Yeah. So I guess we never talked about the elephant in the room. One of our hosts is actually not here right now. He's on a different panel that he couldn't get away from. So
double booked. Yeah.
Double booked. That's right. He's so popular. And that's George. And we always have a cool segment called George Hates Metal. And I was really looking forward to doing that live in front of an audience. But maybe next year we'll have to do that. And I just got word that our guest is on its way. He's on his way over here. So
okay.
So
cool.
Anybody have any questions while we wait? Yes. Yeah. Grab the mic, man. That's why we have it here.
So we're going to go see Maiden when they come through here in
June, yeah.
With Ghost?
Yeah.
Ghost quote unquote Ghost.
Book of Souls is kind of growing on me.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of take it for what it is. They're at the point in their careers where they just kind of do whatever the heck they want to do with these big epic songs. And
Iron Maiden does they have this like track record of
it's a cyclical
solid
thing.
Album.
Yes, I was about to
weaker
say
weaker album,
thing.
Solid album, weaker album.
We're on the same page on that because they'll do a great album. You're like, oh, this is an amazing album. The next one, you're like, it's sort of okay. The next one, you're like, oh, it's amazing.
It's never bad.
No,
it's just not as good as the really good ones.
I think
ones.
Book of Souls is that album.
I liked it. I enjoyed
it. It's not bad, but it's not the best. Hey, here's our special guest right here.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, we got a third mic?
You can pick any color you want.
Awesome. I like orange. Somebody just came up and was like, hey, man, can I buy you a beer? I'm like, yeah. So St. Arnold's, man.
St. Arnold, one of the sponsors of Comic Palooza.
Yes. Beer. Yes, exactly.
I'm not working there. I'm here now.
Yeah. What's going on, everybody? Sorry I'm late. There was a Defenders. It was a triple.
Yeah, the photo op. Yeah, we definitely are not better than that.
Jones. Jess Henwick, though, was. Everyone was like, who are you most excited to meet? I'm like, Jess Henwick.
Oh, yeah, me too. She was the best thing in that whole series, I think.
Yeah, I try not to say that too loud here. I was like, dude, Finn Jones is right there. So you can't say that. Don't say that too loud.
That's true.
Like, in the privacy of your own home, it's cool. But here, yeah, he might hear you and, like, kick you in the face or something.
Yeah, he has been practicing a little bit.
Yeah, anybody meet Chuck Norris yesterday? No, nobody?
I heard.
He was very nice.
I heard he put who was it? He put Anthony Mackie in a sleeper hold.
Yeah.
And almost knocked him out.
Yeah, I saw Anthony Mackie. He had like a stack of photos, and it was like a freaking photo shoot. He had like 15 Chuck Norris photos. Wow. It's like, oh, all right, it's a little. I guess he likes him.
Did you get to meet Chuck?
I did. Yeah, I got a photo with him.
That's awesome.
He's very nice. Very just a lot of thank you for being here. Really cool. He didn't kick me in the face.
This is his first con in like 40-something years.
I saw that.
Yeah, the last time was like 78 at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, I'm just glad he's with it. I'm just glad he didn't mistake me for like Bruce Lee. Like, yeah, that would have been bad.
Right.
But then you said that you've been kicked in the face by Chuck Norris.
And lived. Hopefully
and
I lived.
And lived, yeah.
I don't know if I was going to live or not.
Either
but
way, you'd have a cool thing that you could write on your tombstone.
Right. Yeah.
He apparently Chuck Norris told a story during his panel. Apparently, I'm going to tell the shortened version of it. But he was doing he was overseas with in Iraq, shooting pictures with Marines over there. He was doing an event for them, and he was doing photo shoots with them. And one of them asked to be put in a sleeper hold. And so he's like, okay, so I'll do that. So now all the Marines need to have a sleeper hold photo with Chuck Norris, right? You have to. And he got down, like they had done 20 or 30, or I don't know how many it was, but they had done a bunch of them, and he put the next guy in the headlock, and then the photographer's like, hey, hang on, I need to swap out memory cards. And so Chuck Norris is just standing there with this dude in a sleeper hold waiting for them, and he knocks the Marine out. He blacks out totally, passes out on the floor. It's like, and so all the other Marines run over and they're all taking pictures, but it's like, now that guy gets to be the guy that was knocked out by Chuck Norris.
It's an honor, right?
That's
That'd
like,
be an honor.
Yeah, so.
Should be an honor, ideally.
Right.
Yeah. So is there a theme for this part, or are we just?
Yeah, well,
we were talking about Iron Maiden right before you came
that's
in.
That's right.
Oh, man.
You have opinions about Iron Maiden to share with us? We were talking about the latest album specifically.
I do. Brian Johnson is more of the heavy metal.
Yeah.
Walt Flanagan too. A lot of people know this. Walt had long hair at one point. It was like a mullet because he kept it short on top, and I think they've tried to suppress all those photos since they're not digital. But I saw. On Brian's refrigerator once he had he had the photo on there.
I could see him with that.
Yeah. And then I like the joke they used in Bill and Ted's. Bill and Ted's it's the second one.
Put them in the Iron Maiden.
Put them in the Iron Maiden. It's like, yeah.
Iron Maiden.
Yeah,
like,
that is the first one.
Oh, it's the first one. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't think we've ever spoken to you about this, but we talked about Iron Maiden, but are you into metal at all? What kind of music are you into? What do you geek out on?
I'm more classic rock and old school hip hop.
Yeah.
The metal stuff scared me as a kid. I think I first kind of discovered metal in middle school.
Yeah.
And it was those tough kids with the jean jackets and the Maiden artwork on the back. And
that was me.
A lot of safety pins too.
Yeah.
And they probably weren't mean, but they looked intimidating. I was like, "Whoa, I don't know if I'm ready for this." Like,
the secret is it's this. Because we were all scared inside, so we had to look tough outside.
That's
right?
True.
Okay.
We would all go home and read our Spider-Man comics. So
yeah. That's right.
So, what are some of your favorite bands of all time?
Probably like Zeppelin, definitely. When I was in college, I was really into Rush.
Oh yeah.
You know, like I'm not as much now, but I was. Then Tribe Called Quest is one of my favorite hip hop artists. I listen Pink Floyd. I listen to classic rock. It was the last day on earth. When I was growing up. So, but I'm trying to remember. My first CD was Def Leppard Hysteria. That don't count as metal though.
No, I cringe at Def Leppard.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of them.
Yeah, and my first cassette, which I learned now is coming back, like the analog.
I've heard
the
that the cassettes are coming back.
Yeah, they are.
It was NXS Kick. I was not really a metal kid.
One of the thing about metal is some of the record labels now are still making for certain bands cassette albums.
Yeah,
that's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, all this kind of analog stuff is coming back. So cassettes, VHS is making this weird comeback.
Is
now.
It?
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Yeah,
it really is. So if you dumped them, you might want them back now.
I threw a bunch of those away last year.
Yeah, it's weird. Everything, things that people are just throwing away like that, like it's nothing. Eventually, it was like, oh, whoa, people want it back.
Vinyl,
it's like,
man, it's such a yeah.
So what you need to do is just buy a gigantic storage unit, put everything in there, and never throw it away.
Eventually, it'll be worth money one day, hopefully.
Yeah, there was I don't know if you remember, there was a TV show called Amazing Stories that Spielberg did. One of the first episodes featured a dude. He's visited by this little troll who tells him never to throw anything away. And they flash forward, and he's old, and he's homeless, but he's got all this cool stuff, and he's mad at the troll. But it turns out he's got like an Action Comics number one, and like all.
That episode.
Yeah, and the part I didn't remember was the actor playing that guy was Mark Hamill.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Cool. Anyways.
It was like a Twilight Zone, modern Twilight Zone.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was great.
Yeah. So don't throw anything away and listen to metal is the lesson of the day here.
Well, I've never made any bones about it, but one of my favorite bands of all time, which you know now, is the Monkees.
Yeah.
So it's just the weirdest thing.
That's not metal.
No, it's not.
Was that a gateway band though? Did that get you into metal?
Yeah, I think so. The first CD I ever got was like their greatest hits type of deal, and then I saw them live like in '86 or '87 was Weird Al, and that was like, oh, that's cool.
Went from Monkees to Weird Al.
You say the Monkees with Weird Al?
The Monkees. It was actually at Six Flags Astroworld.
That's not metal either.
No.
So if you notice, the second word of the title of the show is geeks.
Yes.
Carrie's laying it on thick right
now. Oh, I'm definitely laying it on thick. Weird Al, I still like Weird Al. I wear all my things on my sleeve. I don't care. But one of my very first metal shows was it was Motorhead, Judas Priest, and a bunch of bands. I'm like,
so you saw Lemmy, the great late Lemmy.
Oh, yeah.
I saw
Lemmy twice in my life. He was great.
That's awesome. Did you get to go by yourself, or did your mom have to come with you?
She dropped me and my friend off, actually.
Oh, man.
And the first time I ever had a beer, this was at the Summit, which is now like a big church here locally. Yeah, unfortunately, it was like, I think they dropped us off to see Skid Row and Bon Jovi. We didn't like Bon Jovi, so we took off to like walk around the hotel, and some dude offered us a beer. We're like, oh, yeah, sure. Looking back at that, I was like, that's probably not the safest thing we could have done back when we were like 13, you know?
Wait, was it like in a solo cup, or was it like, here, kid,
yeah,
you want a beer?
Yeah, beers. Yeah, here, kid, you want a beer?
Oh, can? Oh, you're okay. You weren't like getting roofied or anything.
I don't remember.
Oh, is that? That's cool. How'd you get into metal? Do you remember?
I think it was probably one of my cousins. Like, he's like, it was the gateway. The gateway drug for all metalheads is Metallica.
Yeah.
Metallica, Megadeth, Iron Maiden, all that stuff. And then.
You disagree?
Do you disagree, dude?
You shook your head. I
shook my head because. What was yours?
Black Sabbath.
Oh, Sabbath?
All right. Well, start at the beginning then.
Then eventually my cousin was like, hey, you want to hear something that's even heavier? I remember sitting at my friend's quinceañera. Like, we snuck out to listen to, like, Slayer on a cassette. I'm like, this is the heaviest thing ever. And then, like, it turned into, like, Obituary and, like, Cannibal Corpse and all that kind of stuff. So
That's cool.
Now I'm a power metal nerd, so.
That's really cool. Yeah, I wish you would have hung out then.
Yeah.
In middle schools. I didn't have those cool influences, so.
Well, you still got time, man.
Oh yeah, it's never too late, right?
We can get you up to date on that.
All right, yeah, I can do that. But I didn't know the Monkees led to that though.
Oh yeah, I still got to thank you because last year he hooked me up with something that means a lot to me. He got me a autographed Mike Nesmith autograph poster.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't be that impressed. My friend was working with him.
I'm still happy you did it.
Yeah, my friend was working with him, and it was through multiple accounts. She's like, you got to meet him. I'm like, I don't want the Monkees. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to meet this guy. I really, you know, I was more, you know, I thought I was being, like, the badass, like, the Monkees. No, man. Right. I'm like, if it was, like, Jimmy Page, like, totally. But Mike Nesmith, finally I relented. I went over there. She's like, hey, do you want an autograph? And I'm like, no, but I know someone who does.
Awesome.
And I got it for you. I didn't even tell you. I just sent it to you.
Yeah.
Like, out of the blue, so.
That was amazing. He's one of the guys, in the only guy in the band I've never actually met. So.
Yeah, cool dude. Expensive autograph. I got it for free though, so that's, I probably shouldn't admit that either.
Oh man.
Well, no, you
have my money back then.
Yeah, well, you should, because you thanked me back.
Yeah.
So to thank me, he commissioned a custom pop figure of me, with the box, everything, and I'm wearing a Comic Palooza shirt on the pop. So
limited edition of one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of my most prized possessions. So awesome. Thank you very much.
Very cool.
Very cool, man.
Yeah. Well, until
that.
Collect
until
pops.
Until Funko makes you one.
Well, that's yeah. Anyone collect pops or have a bunch of them? I got invited to Funko HQ about 2 months ago. It's in about 30 minutes south of Seattle, Washington. Yeah. And it was like going to Willy Wonka's, like, instead of chocolate, it was enough vinyl to kill a person.
Oh, yeah.
But while I was there, I was like, hey, you know, while I'm here, you know, Comic Men pop figures would be really cool if you, you know, decide to make them. And so I think I planted a seed in their ear. And we'll nice. See. Maybe by this time.
They make
next year.
They I'll make just, figures for everything. So
that's what I was saying.
Yeah,
he's got Golden Girls and like have, like some pretty obscure stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're not, you know, we're not Walking Dead, but we're not you know, we're not Peanuts either.
You got Kevin.
Well, they have Peanuts too. They're
you
Charlie
got Kevin
Brown.
On your shows. They've already made a lot of Kevin. So
yeah, so I'm hoping. Make Kevin. Why not a Ming Chen?
Exactly.
Or Brian Johnson. Or I don't know. I hope that happens.
What would you wear? What would you want on your Funko, your official Funko?
They would probably put the Janitor Bob staff shirt on there just to relate it to the show. But it kills me to on the show. I have to wear the same shirt every day. It kills me. I like to express myself through cool T-shirts. Like I think pretty much all of us do.
Obituary right there.
Yes. Yeah, like that. Like that, yeah. I like variety, so I on the show, they just for ease of editing, we have to wear pretty much the same thing.
So let's talk about the show, like a little bit interview. Anybody have any questions about how they produce the show
or anything? You can ask anything.
Excuse me.
So I think there's the term reality TV, and then AMC kind of uses the word unscripted TV, which I think I like better. Like I guess. The reality is, you know, do people bring stuff in to sell at the store? Yes. Like, is it all good? Is it all gems like it is on the show? No, like 95% of the stuff people bring in is absolute garbage. It's like beat up. Most people think just because it's old, it's going to be worth a ton of money.
Right.
And we all know that's simply not true. Loose action figures are like the bane of our existence. Water mildewed stained comics.
I have the whole Image line from like 1994.
Yeah, not worth that much. Yeah.
I had a guy who had like a crate full of Conan comics. Most of them were unopened, and he knew that I was loosely connected to the comic book world. And he brings me this crate, and he's like, "You think you could get me anything for these?" And I went and looked them all up, and he thinks he's got a gold mine on him.
Yeah.
I'm like, "You're looking at like 10 to 15 cents."
Yeah, each.
Each.
Yeah, so, you know, I got 10 bucks. I'll give you 10 bucks for
right, for the whole crate.
I'll buy you dinner. Come on, let's go. Dinner and beer, and I'll take them.
Yeah, I think one thing, I think Walt takes joy in seeing that crushed look after you talk.
When are we going to have that one episode of all the crap people, they're like, nope, we're not buying that. Walt's crushed episode.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Although, if you watch our first season was six episodes or hour-long episodes, we don't buy anything because... Because Walt just didn't want to. He wants to sell and he wants to make money and.
Unless it was for himself, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I saw a lot of those. He's like, oh, I've always wanted this.
Yeah. Here's my picture. Yeah. No.
And you guys have just been renewed for another season. Right?
Yeah, we're going back season 7, man.
7. Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's crazy. So when that first season came out, I was like, no one's gonna watch this. A bunch of old dudes in New Jersey like crying about comics and pop culture. It's like, yeah, I mean, there are days like I barely wanted. Oh, I love doing it. I can see like one of the guys doesn't even want to be there. Actually, two of the guys doesn't want to be there. It's weird. Like Walt's such a weird guy. He's never really watched the show, even though he's on it. He's like watching himself. He doesn't like hearing himself. He hates his laugh. Like he just doesn't like himself very much. But like, I think he's genius though. He's brilliant. Brian goes to bed at like 8:30 on Sunday nights, so he's never really seen the show live. So it's pretty much me and Mike just checking. You know, we're watching live. Kevin watched live, but he's got an East Coast feed, so it's like 9 o'clock for him. So it's not it's not that bad. But we really didn't think anyone was going to really watch.
So how did that show? I know you do a lot of stuff now, but how did it really change your life?
I don't know if it's changed it all that much. I get to go to cons though. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. Like. Yeah, like Comic Palooza. Like I get invited to cool places.
Our Comic Palooza ambassador right here.
I would like to think so. It was cool. Like yesterday I met this dude, and he was like, "Hey man, thanks for all the work you've been putting in for the con." And I'm like, "Oh great, are you doing social media? Am I helping you out?" He's like, "No, I'm the president of Comic Palooza." I just never met him before.
Oh, okay.
Michael, a guy named Michael.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
He's like, thanks. He's like, "You know what? I want you to come back every year." I'm like, "I'm gonna hold you to that because I really love the city of Houston." But I really love this convention. That the number of cool people I've met here, the fun time, I had, you know, and I'm a geek like everybody else here, so I want to. Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah, yeah. I mean, official, unofficial, but like with all the celebrities I invite here, I want to meet them too. So.
Well, next year it's our 10-year anniversary. So.
Oh, it's gonna be a huge thing.
Yeah. No comment.
Oh yeah, I miss the 4 days. Like 4 days, it's
as a vendor, I miss the 4 days too.
Yeah,
it's a holiday. Yeah. Something coming soon. Okay.
Wow. So you? Oh yeah, you got. I forgot you were what, an attendee and then a podcaster, a fan. Like now you're kind of you're on the inside now, dude.
Yeah,
right?
it's this is my ninth Comic Palooza that I've been to. So I went to the very first one, which was inside of a lobby for
it's a movie
Batman.
Theater, right?
Yeah.
I heard
for Alamo Drafthouse, and I was working at a game store at that point. We had a little table set up there, and then like the next year it was just in one of the ballrooms. That was it. There's a couple guests. It was vendors and stuff.
Yeah.
And just snowballed into what it is today, all 1 million square feet of this whole building. It's pretty crazy.
Carrie and I met at Comic Palooza. So, that's where all this came from. So thanks, Comic Palooza.
We always talk about, when metalheads are at shows, they don't, if you don't know somebody, you don't go, "Hey, dude, we're at a metal show. Nice to meet you." But if you're anywhere else out in the world and you see another metalhead, you become best friends.
Yeah.
That's what I did just this morning.
Yeah.
This is why tell me your name again.
Youngblood.
I met him just like an hour ago.
Yeah.
And it was because he walked by my table wearing an obituary shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a Blind Guardian shirt today.
See, it's weird. Like, I've been to Disney before wearing a metal shirt, and you'd be like, "Hey, you want to hang out and like ride rides together?"
Yeah.
All right. But
in those 15 minutes, we already said, "Oh, here's some shows coming up."
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's why I love that world. I love this world. And then, the con, everyone's your friend here too, which is cool. Like outside, if you see someone with a cool, like an Iron Fist shirt or something, it's the same thing, man. It's like, "Hey man, cool shirt."
Yeah, exactly right. If you're into the same thing, you're going to be into it. So I know last night you, this is our second annual karaoke contest.
Yeah.
Celebrity karaoke. And you're always a host. How did that go last night?
Oh, it went really well. Yeah, last year I was literally just kind of walking by, and one of the staff members was like, "Hey, will you host karaoke tomorrow night?" And I don't say no to anything, but especially never to anything for Comic Palooza. So I said, yeah, what is this going to, a couple people or what? Yeah, no, to support Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Houston. It was a charity event, and I thought there'd be like five people there, and the room was filled. And last year the event was supposed to go from 7 to 9, and I left at 9 because I had to get to a dinner or something, and I came back and they're like, "Yeah, we went till 1 in the morning.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
like, "Oh, all right, good. As long as you, hopefully." And then I think they raised like $2,000 for the kids or something. So
yeah, this year. So who was your favorite performance this year? Who blew you away on stage?
Jeffrey Cantor. He plays one of the newspaper guys in Daredevil. He was awesome. He's like, "I've never done this before." I'm like, "All right, do your best." And he blew. I was like, "Get out of here, man! You're such a liar." He did awesome.
Yeah, I've never played pool before either. So
Yeah, and I don't bowl. And how does a sport work?
Like, there's some kind of ball or something. What's going on?
Yeah, poker. No, I never. I've never played. How do I do this? Like, I just follow along. Yeah, never believe people.
I walked in. Well, I think we mentioned it earlier on the show. And James Rivera, which is a local from Hellstar, a local heavy metal band, was up there jamming out on Neil Diamond.
Yes.
I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah. He was great. He was great. So if you're next year, highly recommend you come up. I imagine I'll be hosting again.
And it's for a good cause. It's always benefiting one of our charities. So
yeah, for sure. But When you were listening to metal, did you know a lot of people who also listened to metal? Or was it kind of lonely?
We tend to be kind of lonely.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple, you know, people that you can get with. There's like a little cliques, but most high schools, there wasn't a lot of us metalheads. We were, you know.
I went to a private Christian school.
Oh.
So,
wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man.
So there weren't. Yeah, I was. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. So. Yeah, there weren't a lot, but you know, but because of that, you know, all the weirdos, we were like extra tight knit, you know, because you know we got to watch out for each other. So.
Yeah, I felt the same way growing up with comics. Like I was into the X-Men. I loved Star Wars. I loved Aliens. Those were like the three things.
Yeah, so and, when you're a metalhead and a geek in high school, like you're having a bad time.
You start a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, you feel very alone until. Oh, gamer, yes.
I'm that too, so.
It's in the general geek umbrella, yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of lonely. When I started high school, like I didn't play sports. I just wasn't cool. Or we were cool though.
Yeah,
just
we were cool before everyone else was.
The other people were uncool. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
We were being ourselves, and they were trying to be somebody they weren't.
Yeah, right on. So no one knew back then. No one knew what a Wolverine was. No one knew what like a Deadshot was. And then I met one kid. I think he had a comic book sticking out of his backpack that he was trying to quickly shove back in so nobody saw. Wow. But I found out he knew who Logan was. And I went over to his house. He had like a comic page. He had one little comic strip stuck to his. He pasted it on his closet. It was Logan going through an airport metal detector, and the TSA guy's like, "Do you have any metal in your pockets, sir?" And I was like, man, this kid's cool. So
it's like, did we just become best friends?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. So yeah, we played like Castlevania all day, and then became instant friends. And then we found out
Castlevania is the most metal video game of all time.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
yeah. And later on, we met this other kid. We found out was also into geek stuff. So that was like my crew. It was only three people though out of a class of like 400.
You grew up in New Jersey area?
I grew up in South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, Indiana.
And it wasn't a huge geek population, but this is before the internet. You know, we started slowly. We didn't have cars, but one day we had his mom drive us around. We were just looking for a comic book store, and we looked one up in the freaking Yellow Pages, and it turned out to be pretty cool. And then we found a gaming store that had like 20-sided dice, and like I thought I was in heaven. Like they had D&D modules and like 20-sided dice. Oh yeah, so you know
that's a funny thing. When I remember when I used to go to like a new city, if I would go visit someplace, I would always look up the White Pages, the Yellow Pages, like okay, where's the comic book store?
Yeah.
Where's the video game stores? Now it's like just do it on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a different world now.
It was cool. So we would play sell like Warhammer and Axis and Allies and just like
I never got into that kind of stuff. No, I just never
I collected Warhammer games, figures and painted them, but I never played.
Yeah, that's what we did too.
Yeah,
there was a game called it's still around Warhammer 40,000 where you get these little figures. You're supposed to sit there and paint them and then play a game, and then I got so tired.
I've played the game like twice ever, maybe, but I used to have tons of the figures.
Yeah,
I love the painting process.
We got so worn out painting the figures. We're like, we don't need to play the game anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody have a question for Ming?
I do. I've the story of how I came to Houston and how I found out about Comic Palooza. I found out I had a cousin who lived here about 3 years ago. I didn't know she existed, but I had heard rumors that she lived here and that she was like super cool. So she ended up in New Jersey one month, and I had lunch with her and I was like, "Well, you're cool." I was like, "Man, this Houston place sounds cool. Like, is it cool?" She was like, "Yeah, you should visit sometime." And I was like, how can I get out there but like not have to pay for it? I was like, hey, maybe there's a con there, and they'll fly me out. So I literally went on Twitter, and I Googled, and then I hit them up on Twitter. I was like, hey, your con looks awesome. Would love to come someday. And they hit me back. I was like, hey, why don't you come this year? And you know, we run a great show. Yeah. So I was like, hey, if I come, I'll bring Mike Zapsik and Brian Johnson with me. And so they invited us out. So me and Mike get here, and I'm like, where's Brian? Like, I don't know. We didn't hear from him. And like the day of the con, I get a call, like a text. I'm like, I'm sick. I'm not coming. And yeah, they had made a banner for him, and like they paid his airfare and all this stuff. I'm like, dude, take some Sudafed, like get your ass out here. Like, you know what? You don't have to come on the Friday. So it, back then it was the Memorial Day 4-day show. I'm like, yeah. Dude, miss Friday. You know, if you need to recover, come Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And he just didn't do it. And the next year he came though. Next year we. I think he did. Yeah, I think he did because he found out how cool it was.
He does more cons now too, doesn't he?
He does, yeah, not as many as I do. Yeah, I don't know. He just doesn't have the drive, the adventure, the sense of adventure that,
I know,
say,
Walt
I do.
Walt will do more, but he doesn't like to fly. Is that correct?
Yeah, Walt's afraid of flying. I'm like, why are you afraid? He's like, I don't believe in it. I'm like, what do you mean you don't believe in it? So I think he just doesn't believe in the physics that it's, like, physically possible.
Do we need to go get a driver and pick him up and bring him here?
Yeah, but even then it's like, all right, you can spend, you know, even this. You know, this is just conservative. Like, you spend 2 days taking a car or train here, or you can fly here in 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, get on the flight, man. It's not that hard. But
medicate and go to sleep. You'll be there.
Yeah, he doesn't he doesn't medicate with any. He medicates with Coca-Cola and chicken fingers, and that doesn't that won't put you on a flight. So
depends on how much you eat.
Yeah. I think he feels uncomfortable with any attention on him, which is weird because he's on a freaking TV show on AMC after The Walking Dead. but at a con, like a live setting, he doesn't like doing. He doesn't like doing panels. Like, he'll do them, but.
So how do they react when people come into the store and freak out on him? Oh, I you're on TV.
It's funny. It's like, oh, I love you. You're great. He's like, oh yeah. He'll feign it, but not very good. Yeah, and then but if you buy something, that's when you see the real Walt Flanagan, and then he's happy.
I have your the 8x10 of like the whole cast. And he's the only autograph I'm missing.
Yeah, probably the only way you're gonna get it is if you come to the store. He'll gladly sign it for you.
I'll have to do that one time.
Yeah, but his comfort level around people he doesn't know is. Actually, it's legendary. That's how him and Kevin met. They worked at this recreation center.
Yeah.
And it was like an after school place where kids could come after school and not getting in trouble. And that's where they met Jason Mewes. But those two sat next to each other for like 9 months, and they barely said they didn't even talk. They didn't say a word to each other until one day Kevin started talking about Batman. And his mistake about talking about Batman was he kept saying the word Aunt Harriet, and Walt was like, "That ain't Batman. Like that's." That's a TV show.
That's TV Batman.
So next day he comes in, he plops down a copy of Dark Knight Returns in front of Kevin. He's like, "Read this. Like, this is Batman." And had Walt not done that, I don't think Kevin would become the guy. He wouldn't have become Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be sitting here. I'd probably be delivering Chinese food for a living or something.
Like. I know we've talked about it a little bit, but how?
Oh, yeah, I still do graphic design, yeah.
And that's how Kevin Smith, this guy's pretty good. So you deserve more credit than just...
Yeah, all right, I'll take a little credit.
Come on.
A little credit. Working with Kevin definitely elevates you. It motivates you to another level, which is pretty cool.
I was about to bring that up. I mean, the first time that he contacted you, do you think it was a joke? What were you thinking?
Yeah, I got involved with Kevin. I did this. I saw the movie Clerks in 1994, and I became such a big fan of it. I wanted to express my fandom in some way. I didn't know how, though, but at the time I was learning how to build websites. So I built a Clerks fan website, and he saw it. The problem with that was there were a couple of Clerks websites out there, and back then it was like real. It didn't look that great. Like the only things he put on there were photos, maybe some audio clips. Under construction thingy. but I wanted it to be like the best Clerks site. So I went on and bought a thing called the Laserdisc, which some of you kids never heard of. But it was like it looked like an overgrown DVD. But what was cool with the Laserdisc was they would put cut scenes on there and additional footage. And now if you buy a DVD, they give that to you for free. But back then it was like you had to pay $40 to buy this big ass thing that looked like a record. I took all the cut scenes, though, that no one ever seen. I put them up on my website. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm awesome. Now everyone's going to want to come to my site. And they did, including Kevin, who saw that. But he's one day I get an email from someone who's working with him. And she was like, hey, I work with Kevin Smith. He wants to talk to you. Call him tomorrow at this number. And I was like, oh, crap, I just got caught. And I just, it wasn't an outright cease and desist, but I was like, oh, man, he's gonna tell me he's gonna sue me or something.
Talking to tomorrow.
Yeah, so I was like, man, should I like throw my computer out the window? Like he like burn my apartment down? Yeah, just like pour bleach over everything and like go to Mexico or move to China. But I was like, yeah, I'll call his number. At the very least, I'll get to talk to the Kevin Smith at least for one. Even if he wants to yell at me, it'd be kind of right. A cool story. So I called him. He's like, hey, man. I was like, oh, he doesn't sound mad. That's a good hey, man, right? And he's like, hey, I like what you've done. If you didn't put those cut scenes on there, like no one would have saw them because Laserdisc. So it's like you had to buy a $1,000 player just to play. It's for like rich cinephiles. And he's like, look what you've done. I just finished this movie called Mallrats. I'm doing this movie called Chasing Amy. I want a whole website for my production company. Can you build it for me? And I did. So that's how I got hooked up with him initially. And that led to some cool stuff. He put me in the movie Dogma. I don't know if any Dogma fans out there.
Mm-hmm. That's maybe my favorite.
That's my favorite.
It's my favorite, I think.
Yeah, that was cool. He was like, hey, I'm shooting Pittsburgh. Can you drive out there? I want to put you in the movie. Like, I was like, great, okay, throw me in the background. I'll be like a blurry guy maybe crossing the street. And I get there and I was like, well, where in the background do you want me? He's like, no, I want you to sit next to me and Jay and Silent Bob. We're going to go to the strip club. You're going to watch Selma Hayek take her clothes off. That's the scene. And I'm like, what?
It's a good day.
He's like, yeah. And he's like, you know what? Hope you don't have to go anywhere. It's probably going to take about 2 days. I'm like, I get to do this for 2 days. And he was like, yeah, so it's cool. So I'm in a strip club next to him and watching Selma Hayek take her clothes off. Like Chris Rock like comes behind me and pats me on the head. It was, it was pretty cool 2 days. Wow. And then, like, at the end of it, like, I went home, and I got a letter in the mail, and there was a check in there. Like, I got paid. They paid me to do that. I was like, this is awesome.
I want to be in this world.
Yeah. That was awesome. So it's funny. Even now, people are like, is Kevin going to put you in any more movies? I'm like, he doesn't have to. Like, it's pretty hard to top that. The only way he could top that was to put me on TV, I guess, which he also did. So.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's the greatest trick he's ever pulled was that he put four ugly old dudes on TV and got it on like a major cable network after the hottest TV show on the planet.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So anybody who watches, thank you very much.
I think people really, were just ready
really,
for
really
it, yeah.
Appreciate it.
People were, the geeks are inheriting the earth and they were ready for a show that they could relate to. And I think that's where Comic Book Men fits in. It satiates that thing that people are into, but they don't get to see on TV.
Right. Know? Yeah. So I guess we're all represented now in some weird way, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So we only have about 10 minutes left. So we want to give a couple things away.
Oh yeah, you got prizes.
We got some giveaways. So I guess the best way to do it would be a contest, like a trivia contest about your show.
Oh, okay.
We could do the stump the panel thing like we've done before.
Oh,
that's fun. I like that.
Want to do stump the panel?
I think that's fun.
So you have some.
I brought some prints from my table. This is some of my artwork and some of my wife's artwork. I have a few 5x7s up here, and if you want to come check us out, we're at 3307 and 3309 down on the vendor floor. Please come by and see us. And then Carrie has the
unopened Marvel Collector Core box with Spider-Man, bunch of Funko stuff in here. Yeah, Spider-Man's in here. So let's do a.
I'll give it. I'll try to keep my hands off of it.
Let's do. Want to do a stump Ming question?
Whoa, that's tough.
Did you go visit Shannon
Elizabeth? I did. Yes, that's a question.
That's not a stump question.
Yeah. No, I think she had fun on Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. I've seen her. She's been doing a lot of conventions now, which I think is really cool. So this is probably like the third or fourth convention I've seen her at. So, it was weird. I went over there and she's doing this benefit at the New York City Friars Club to benefit animals. So she's going to be there. And I saw like Wilder Valderrama from That 70s Show was going to be there, like a bunch of celebrities. She was like, hey, how far are you from New York? I'm like, an hour. She's like, you want to come up? I'm like, yeah. So I think I'm going to do this, but I saw it's, like a charity event and poker tournament. I'm like, oh, well, poker. And she's like, you want to play poker? I'm like, yeah, actually I do. And I don't think she went pro, but she was playing on the circuit for a while. And she was doing pretty good. I think she won a couple tournaments, like not the big World Series or anything. I have to watch. Yeah. I think she did put down the 10 Gs and played in the World Series.
Wow.
And apparently she's pretty good. I'm like, do you use like everything to your advantage? She's like, yeah. I'm like, good, including her stunning good looks. Because why not if you can use that to take down a couple pots? Why not?
So who's got a stump question?
Anyone? It's hard coming up with one. Questions, man.
I know it
like
is.
You have to do it ahead of time. But ooh.
Anything metal or geek related for just ask the panel.
Okay.
What is Squirrel Girl's real name?
Oh. That's a great question.
Don't Google it.
My
now.
Daughter should be here. She
I know. Do you
knows.
Do you
I
know it?
I don't know.
Or did you just look it up?
I know the name.
I should know. I've only known her. So she was in the Great Lakes Avengers.
Yeah. I know she was the babysitter for Luke Cage and Jessica Jones for a while.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're like super
that was,
kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good. I have no idea. What is Squirrel Girl's real name? I think you win.
I think you got us.
I had Doreen. I had to check.
Doreen?
Oh, yeah. Doreen, that is. I remember that.
That's a good question.
Everybody in here agree that she stumped us?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
She shouldn't have stumped us, but.
That's for you.
I just used her.
I've been reading too much DC lately,
my
problem.
Name and address are on the back. I should probably take that off.
Oh, also, I'm really bad at trivia, too. I don't know if there's an episode where we did gumball trivia. Where every time I got a question wrong, I remember that. Gumball,
yeah.
And I had like 12 gumballs in my mouth. I hate
we
trivia.
Should play that on the show now.
I hate trivia. I'm so bad. It's
who
awful.
Wants to Who wants to stump for an art print? Anybody?
That's the metal.
That's the metal.
That's the metal question.
Right.
Okay, so
that's my tell. Like in poker, I take
The question was, who? Yeah.
The metal.
Who on Cannibal Corpse is butchered at birth? Who was the guest vocalist? So I will have to admit that my Cannibal Corpse knowledge is generally later Cannibal Corpse stuff. So I don't know.
Lee Dorian? Oh, Benton.
Glenn Benton. Okay, cool.
All right.
I got to come to some shows with you guys, man.
Yeah.
I would love
come,
to get
come,
into
come,
this
come
more.
Get you, yeah, come get you one.
Come check out Hellstar tonight at 6, and you can...
Hellstar? Oh, here?
Oh, yeah, they're playing here at Conclusa.
Really?
September 1st.
Oh, I saw that. Okay.
So they're playing at 6 in the General Assembly, and all they're doing is classic heavy metal covers tonight.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. It's all like Iron Maiden and, you know, all that good stuff.
So Conclusa supports metal. It's a big metal supporter.
Yeah.
Okay.
We always bring a lot of musicians. A lot of the programmers here are in the metal, so...
That's cool, man.
Yeah, I met...
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
That's cool. So, I mean, they support geekdom and all that, but they support cosplay, metal, karaoke.
And if you haven't seen a show on that big General Assembly stage of a heavy metal show, it's pretty awesome.
Holy crap.
It's amazing.
And
yeah.
They're bringing in a lighting guy, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, if you're here today, Ming is actually moderating another panel soon.
Yeah, I'm doing a Pam Clem MTF. She played Mantis in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I believe this is her first con. Too,
yeah.
So it's gonna be.
Who saw the movie?
Pretty cool.
Amazing movie.
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah. Raise your hand for a moment.
Yeah.
There was something we were gonna get to on this episode, but I think James Gunn is a masterful filmmaker.
He's a genius.
He hits every level. He pulls at your heartstrings.
Yeah.
It's funny. It looks amazing. It's. All the other Marvel movies are going to be like,
Can we get that guy?
Yeah.
This was great because they, like, you know who everybody is already, and they could just get to the funny, like, right from the very beginning.
Yeah.
It was great.
And you have Baby Groot, who stole, like, the entire
movie. It stole the show.
Yeah.
Especially, like, the whole first part.
Yeah.
Yeah, just dancing.
I liked it, but I will disagree a little bit. I thought it was a little overkill in the very beginning. So it was funny, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did with the Ravagers a little bit because, you know, they were making fun of him because he was a little guy and he couldn't do anything to him because they're all in, they're all picking up.
Dave Bautista, though, like, to me, he was kind of the star of this one. He was so much fun.
I think Palm was the breakout star for me.
Absolutely.
She was great.
Absolutely.
And Michael Rooker last year we had here, remember that?
I'm still feeling it. Anyone given the Michael Rooker panel last year, I moderated it, and he almost threw me through a table.
That's right.
Wow.
We always end up. Yeah, I guess he does this like weird karate or something. Like he practices weird martial art, and every time, he was a bouncer. He probably still could be a bouncer, but he's like, hey man, let me show you what I learned at the panel, like in front of people. I'm like, I was like, why am I the tackling dummy? Like it's every time though, because he knows like he can throw me around and stuff. So. I remember I was at some other con and I overheard him. He's like, hey, who's moderating my panel? And it was Claire Kramer from Buffy. He's like, who's she? And you know, they were like, she's from Buffy. And he's like, where's the little Asian guy? I want him to do it. and they're like, yeah. And they're like, no. Like they paid Claire to moderate here. Like she's gonna do it. Don't worry, she's hot. You'll love her. So he was like, all right, fine. But he wanted the little Asian guy to moderate his panel. I guess that's flattering. I guess that's a compliment. But
it's Rooker. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So we'll see him here. We'll see him back in Houston again.
Oh,
he had a lot of fun here.
He's great.
Yeah. So I'll just
one of the Kevin Smith's alumni. Another one.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I'll get some body armor.
I wonder how many people come up to me. Would you like a chocolate covered pretzel?
Oh, all the time. He gets so many.
I bet.
He gets so many chocolate covered pretzels. He ends up throwing them into the crowd and giving them away. But just one of the many memories here at Comic Palooza.
And we have to be remiss if we didn't mention that Michael Parks just passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kevin Smith's alumni. So, yeah.
Yeah, great actor.
Great musician,
great
too.
Great guy. I just talked to Scott Wilson. Scott Wilson, Herschel in The Walking Dead. He's like, yeah, Michael, he's like my big brother. When I moved to L.A. and decided I wanted to act out, Michael put me up on his couch for a while, a good while I was trying to get started. So
one of my favorite movies of all time is From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
The beginning shot of that movie was
the convenience store.
It's a masterful portion of that movie.
Right.
I mean, the whole movie is great, but yeah. And then his performance in Tusk, I mean.
Yeah, I still need
to see that one.
In Red State.
His performance in Red State was chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a great, great actor. So did you got to ever meet him?
I never got to meet him, unfortunately, but I feel like I've kind of met him through the people who have worked and lived in and were friends with him.
Very cool.
What do you got? I'm trying to get him here next year. I talk to them every year. I'm like, hey, I'll put you in contact with the right people. And he's expensive. So I'm like, you'll make that money back. Just he won't sign at a table like the normal people do. But what he will do is do a 3-hour Q&A as a separate ticketed event. But I'm like, people pay $25, $30 to get into that.
Yeah.
Like easy. That's it's price of an
Kevin can talk for a long time.
Yeah, for like $30-$35, you get 3 hours of Kevin Smith on stage.
I'm
like
down for
all
that.
Riveting. Yeah, it's yeah. So we'll get him here. We'll get him here every year. I should just be like, I ain't coming then if you don't get Kevin. And they might be like, all right, we don't care. But or they'll be like, we'll get, all right, fine, we'll get him.
No ultimatums, right?
Yeah. Plus, Jason Mewes will come if Kevin comes.
Yeah, Jay was here, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
He was great. Oh, yeah.
So, because I stumped Kevin Smith, he was willing to add the Q&A.
Yeah.
10 minutes. I got him. He only had a conversation for 10 minutes. One question. 10 minutes.
That's definitely right.
That's easy, dude.
That's a short time.
I heard him. Yeah, that's short, dude. I remember somebody asked a question and his answer took 2 hours. So you got to beat that one. And the question was, what was it like to work with Bruce Willis? And it was a 2-hour story. It was awesome.
What happened to Justice?
Ah, good question.
Because. What's your name?
Yeah. I know what happened to her. She's sitting downstairs on the first floor in Hall E. So. Yeah.
I think we need to wrap it up. We got to get ready for the next people to come in here. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for inviting me, guys. Seriously.
Appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
There is one last thing we have to say on every episode.
Keep it metal.
And keep it geeky. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.